Welcome back, ladies and gents. You're listening to Smashed Blocked on local 107.3 CFMH out of St. John, New Brunswick. We started the show out, we had four songs making up the first whole part of the show, and we heard some vintage Cecil Taylor spanning 57 through 66. And in that last two-song batch, we spanned another legendary free jazz icon that hopefully all you folks have on your turntables at home. We started the set out with, I want to say 1994 release, I could be mistaken, the title track from Peter Brotzman and Hammond Drake's The Dried Rat Dog record. And lastly there, we had the Peter Brotzman Octet from their original release. Again, I might have the years fudged a little, but I want to say it was like 68, 69. A live version of the title track from his debut record, Machine Gun, and apparently one of the only live recordings of that in existence, which was featured as a bonus track on a recent reissue of that terrifying and very, very exciting record, and very brutal and bombastic LP. So hopefully you're checking that out. Speaking of bombast, coming up August 20th and 27th right here in the Port City, you got Shit Show 2014 coming at you, presented by Sharktooth Records and potentially featuring some new music from Right Shitty, potentially, hopefully, even celebrating the release of their next EP. Right Shitty, if you're not familiar, are one of the best new things to happen in this town musically, among many wonderful things that have been happening in recent years. And in the last year, a number of those wonderful things have been happening under the Sharktooth banner. So we've had great records coming out of the Port City from groups like Learning and Stegosaurus, as well as some other bands like Break Your Legs, who have since passed, and I believe Sharktooth even threw a bit of a howl around at one point. But what we're going to have on August 20th and 27th is a two-week Right Shitty residence. That's right, ladies and gents. And celebrating their Out With The Old, In With The New shit. Yes, that's right, for their new platter. And it's going to feature from Stratford, Ontario, some punky, grungy sounds from folks like Slouch and Saduki on tour, who you're going to hear in the next set, who are lots of fun if you're down with some Dinosaur Jr. kind of style sounds. And also in this next set, we're going to have some Cellar Ghost and Stegosaurus, who are playing next week on the August 27th date. So you want to make sure to catch both of those. There's some Right Shitty giveaways going on, so do not be denied. And without further ado, here are two songs from Right Shitty's debut EP released earlier this year. You've heard them on the show before, but why not bring them around again before some new platters hit the airwaves. This is Cripwalk by Right Shitty.
I am show you all my wares, teach you to be free until it's all made fair. We'll be right back.
There you have it, ladies and gents, coming at you from, coming at you from Sharktooth Records and coming to you August 20th and 27th at Callahan's Pub for the Rebellious Jukebox Sound System, ladies and gents. That was Stegosaurus with a number called Vice Grip off their Masked Marvel EP. We had before that Cellar Ghost, who have some upcoming music coming out on Sharktooth, and that was a number from a 2013 EP of theirs, I believe, a Fredericton-based group. That was a number called Sleep on the Other Side with a more kind of a Smiths-based kind of sound. Coming at you there from those cats. Before that, we had two songs from Slouch out of Stratford, Ontario, who are coming through St. John on tour on August 20th at Callahan's Pub. We had Fever Tree and In My Time from a 2013 release of theirs. They have some new music out as well that I do not have my hands on, but I was able to scrounge those ones up off the internet. For that, what I can only imagine might be the only recording of theirs, apart from some live stuff I've seen on YouTube, that's the only number I can find from this band, so correct me if I'm wrong, gents, if there's something else out there, but that was Saduki with a cut called Tubes. And starting the set out was two songs from Right Shitty, and as I say, Right Shitty are going to be having a two-week residency at Callahan's Pub's Rebellious Jukebox Series, which is hosted or curated or what have you by yours truly. Brought to you every week from Local 107.3 FM and Third Space Gallery, with great supports from Mike Rogers, Bad Luck Booking on Sound, and in this case, a two-week Sharktooth Records presented Shit Show 2014, ladies and gents. And so, yeah, we're going to have 2 weeks of Right Shitty, and on August 20th, Right Shitty will feature guests Slouch and Saduki coming through on tour, and August 27th will be the kickoff of a Sharktooth Records tour, actually, through the region, which will feature guests Cellar Ghost and Stegosaurus. And so we started the set out with two songs from Right Shitty. From their debut Sharktooth Records EP, we had Tripwalk and Pig Butt. And I'm hoping, I'm talking to the gents, and I'm really hoping that next week we'll be able to debut one of their brand new songs from the forthcoming EP on this show. So tune in next week on Smash Block to hopefully hear that. And definitely you want to make sure you're at Callahan's Pub on August 20th and August 27th. Also, make sure to watch out on August 24th, we'll talk about this some on the show next week too, there's a Monomyth, Nap Eyes, and Wooden Wives All Ages show, and in full disclosure, Wooden Wives is a band I play in, so obviously I'm super stoked to be playing with the fellas in Monomyth and Nap Eyes, ladies and gents, and that's going to be at the Shark Tank, so again, just spreading the Sharktooth love around, there's lots of good stuff coming up in the old Port City. Also in the Port City this weekend, you can catch Bad People with some other kids on tour at Taco Pica early Friday evening, and later Friday evening at Pepper's Pub, you can see local hero, the one and only Steven Hero, ladies and gents, at Pepper's Pub, so don't be denied there. Got a set of underground sounds from the 1980s coming at you now, and a bit from the early 90s, and I'll explain why I'm playing that in a little bit. But without further ado, here's Dinosaur Jr. with a little number called Let It Ride on Local 107.3 CFMH.
What's it to decide? but now I know the reason.
Yeah, that's right, kids. Welcome back. You're listening to Smash Blocked on Local 107.3 FM, and this is your sound operator, Sir Lord Bobby Babylon, and as noted, yours truly assembles, curates, hobbles together a weekly underground weird music night at Callahan's Pub right here in the Port City. We have lots of, like, touring bands that come through, lots of locals, and there's been lots of wonderful local things happening lately, like the aforementioned Sharktooth Records crew, who have all been populating this night on a weekly basis, and lots of bodies coming out in support. And one of the exciting things that we've been doing also is having some different kind of DJ and other sorts of nights. The night is also presented by, of course, by Local 107.3 FM, this station, as well as our local artist-run center, Third Space Gallery. And so what the night also really hopes to do is continue to carve out, maintain, and create a space for the kinds of culture, the mandates, and other such efforts that the members and creative communities associated with both of those organizations continue to revel in. And so what we did last night, this week, due to a cancellation, was we had a little audiovisual celebration of a film that's one of my favorites. I have a very dog-eared copy from 1995 I purchased in Vancouver. And we featured music from artists from this community, as well as pieces from the film of Dave Marquis' 1991 The Year Punk Broke, featuring lots of segments from that. And so we heard in that last set of music a lot of the artists that from that community that Dave Marquis' film represents, and also from some artists represented in the film. We had Dinosaur Jr. with Let It Ride. We had I Got a Catholic Block by Sonic Youth. He's My Thing by Babes in Toyland. Bikini Kill, a band criminally underrepresented in the lexicon of Nirvana's You know, lots of people go nuts for everything from Flipper, who of course are wonderful, to, you know, Kurt Cobain's Sounds t-shirt. But Bikini Kill is one of the names you don't hear quite so much, and I have a number of ideas as to why that is. I won't get into all of them, but I feel like it's a little bit of a snub to the radical feminism that that band and Kathleen Hanna have represented. You should watch The Punk Singer. That's another great documentary while I'm name checking that stuff. But you heard Daddy's Little Girl off their debut demo tape. We had Big Dipper with You're Not Patsy, and lastly there, an off-covered Nirvana tune early on, Fang. Fang's The Money Will Roll Right In. And again, Dave Marquis's 1991, The Year Punk Broke, a wonderful document of an irreverent and robust and booming underground community, a tightly knit group of musicians the continent wide over, spawned from the community of hardcore and post-hardcore, and something that genuinely bubbled and burst through to the surface, and something that became very, very different within a month after this movie was filmed in August of 91, once Nirvana's major label debut was released the next month, and never quite fully understood punk rock or those underground sounds were never quite fully understood in mainstream America. Anyways, without further ado, we're going to send you on out here on Smash Blocked with a little Nirvana live at Reading in 92. This is the Wipers D7 on Local FM.